And you've also launched a special app for smartphones in Holly's name, haven't you?
Yes, we've tied in with a company called Panic Guard, and we've rebranded one of their apps, and we've called it Holly Guard, and that is a free app to download. And that turns any smartphone into a personal safety device. And I'll give you an example. If you were leaving, say, the pub late at night, you click on the app and it runs in the background, it GPS tracks you. And if you get into trouble, then all you have to do is to shake your phone. It activates an alert to a pre-contact that you put into the phone. It sends an SMS text plus an email so that person knows that you're in trouble. But at the same time, the phone starts recording voice and video, so we can use any evidence later on down the line. That is then streamed back to our secure servers, so it's not held on the phone. So even if the attacker grabs your phone, we have the evidence on our server. If you get into real trouble, you can shake the app again and it sends out a piercing alarm and it starts strobing. So, and if we can save just one life as a result of this app, then it will be all worthwhile.
I can see that taking these positive steps might go some way towards helping with your grief, but presumably it doesn't take away all of your sadness. Do you still have down moments?
Absolutely, yes. It's a case of trying to get the balance there, but it's not a bed of roses. Whilst we're focusing on making it better for other individuals, I'm always thinking about Holly, and I have my moments, and they are terribly sad moments. When I have those, I just try and think of the positive things that Holly did when she was alive and the happy moments that she had, and that helps me get through.
Nick Gazzard, working to protect women from violence. You're listening to Outlook from the BBC World Service.